Listener Production.
Hey, it's Matt Layton with you. A Sydney teenager accused of stabbing a bishop during a live-streamed church service could face life in prison on terrorism charges. The 16-year-old's lawyer raised concerns about his mental health, suggesting possible intellectual disability or mental illness. The boy's lawyer is seeking an earlier court date to ensure proper assessment and treatment while in custody. The bishop is recovering from his injuries. Westfield Bondi Junction is open for trade for the first time after last Saturday's deadly rampage left six dead and many injured. It comes as the Prime Minister's offered permanent residency to security guard Mohamed Taha, who helped confront the attacker. Anthony Albanese says he put his life on the line to protect others.
What you would know is that this person is clearly of good character. This is someone who put his own safety at risk working as a security officer in order to provide safety for people who were there at Westfield last Saturday.
The Middle East is on edge as Israel reportedly retaliates against Iran's recent missile and drone attack. US sources claim Israeli missiles struck a target in Iran, though specifics remain unclear. It follows Iran's weekend assaults launched in response to a suspected Israeli strike on their Syrian embassy. And young Aussies are throwing shade at politicians with a new survey revealing a massive lack of trust. The Think Forward report finds only 3% believe leaders have a long-term plan for issues like climate change and housing. Carlton coach Michael Voss is confident despite a string of hamstring injuries plaguing his star players. Adam Saad and Mitch McGovern are the latest additions to the Blues casualty list. But Voss says their return against Geelong in round 7 is still a possibility.
You know, obviously lost a couple of people in a very short turnaround. But from our point of view, it's now just we move on. We look at how we get better and what we need to get better at.
The Blues take on the top-of-the-table Giants tomorrow. Last night, the Bulldogs smashed the Saints by 60 points.